this. I did not want to do this at all.
Yeah.
Only if y'all knew what the fuck this nigga was doing.
What's happening?
Oh, shit, man.
Don't be mad because I can lip sync with the best of them.
Nigga, you know what? Whatever.
Well, you mad because I can. You're they.
No, no, because you can hear what's going on, okay? I want us to look professional.
Okay. Look? Yeah. You want us to look professional?
Well,
okay.
All right. You know what? Right.
No, you let the whole intro. Hey. You let the whole intro fade out.
Hey guys, how you doing?
No, you let it. You let it fade out. We supposed to introduce ourselves.
Oh shit!
You know what?
It's your boy Saya Esso on social media. Jay, go ahead, man.
I'm J Omega Esso, aka very disappointed in Saya Esso.
It's my fault. It's my fault
on every social media network.
So you're disappointed in me and all social
y'all
media.
Y'all know
networks.
Where to follow me.
No.
.com.
Follow him. Fuck Jack, man.
Nigga, right, whatever.
Man. What the fuck ever, man.
What's happening?
How you guys doing, man? Since last time we spoke.
Nigga, what you wearing?
You saw me turn my head to like, what's good, people? Respond.
Nigga waiting for a response. Nigga said so. How y'all been?
Yeah, I thought you was gonna jump in like, yeah, crickets, guys.
Crickets in the background, nigga.
This is not going well at all, man.
Nah, but listen, we back in the fucking building.
Yes,
I
Lord.
Promise y'all we are not drinking, okay? I've been on my shit. I'm not drinking. I told you I'm not drinking for the whole month of January.
No more lush.
Into February. I'm not drinking until Valentine's Day. So ride with me, man, through the journey of more soberness.
You know you're alcoholic when you announce shit like this.
Yeah, man. I want my 1 week sobriety chip, too. I'm officially 1 week.
I saw you tweet that shit, too.
I'm 1 week sober. I want my credit. I want y'all to, like, clap for me. Give me a little bit of an applause because it's been a... Okay. You know what? At this time, we're grown adults.
This is 2016. That's right. We're supposed
it's
to be doing better.
Like, come on.
We're supposed
now.
To be doing better, man.
Damn, yo.
I'm really trying not to pause niggas no more. No homo and all that shit. I'm trying to get that out of my system, man. But
nigga, whatever, bro. Anyway.
Is, man. Anyway, man. How was your week, man? Let's start the show off, man.
Yeah. Shit. My week. Honestly. All right. So I'm going to put it this way. I'm sore as fuck. All right. I've been going to the gym twice a day, three, maybe four times a week. I've been going twice a day.
My God.
Monday, Tuesday is twice. Wednesday is once. Thursday is maybe twice. Friday is at least once. And then Saturday, Sunday, it really depends on what I'm doing. I ain't been really going during the weekend. Gotcha. So I'm sore as fuck, but doing a lot more cardio. Trying to lose this fucking weight for this wedding, man. It's crazy. It's been hard. I've been counting all my fucking calories, weighing out all my food.
That shit is so annoying.
It's annoying as fuck, man. I can't eat nothing that I want. It's like when you really hungry and you just out and you trying to find a healthy snack, like, nigga, the only thing I could do is run into a gas station and buy a bag of beef jerky and the shit is $10.
Nigga, that's the worst. I don't even bother. I really don't even bother.
Bites, bro.
I don't really bother.
It's a fucking shame. So that's
and
what I've been
shredded
on.
Shredded as fuck, too. You're like, let me try to put this together.
Nigga, you can't even. It's a shame. So I've been on that shit. You know, other than that, working. Same old shit. Trying to get this podcast off the ground. Catching up on Gotham. I finally caught up on Making a Murderer.
Okay.
Fire.
Yeah, man.
And it's you know what? I still don't want to talk. I still want to give people the chance to watch it. I'm going to wait maybe like another week.
Yo, if y'all haven't seen it, because you know what? It's all over the fucking place.
It is all over the
nigga,
place.
Nigga, I was just skimming through the channels the other night, and Dr. Phil was talking about it. They had a whole fucking episode on it, and they had people from the movie and all that shit on there.
The reason I share like the same feelings with people though, because sometimes you don't be having the fucking time to binge watch all of them shits. Yeah. But I do say this, if y'all sit down and watch episode one, you're gonna find yourself in episode six and you're not gonna know what time it is. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna know what you're gonna look up and be like, it's tomorrow.
Oh, no,
and I'm on episode six.
That happened to me. I looked over, I was like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I think we should call it a night.
So I'ma try to wait like another week before we really dive into it.
But y'all got a week.
Y'all got 1 week, but I'm gonna tell you right now, episode 24, we are discussing Making a Fucking Murder.
Spoiler alert.
We haven't done that shit in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't done that in a minute. Hey. I might have to just drop that episode 24.
Okay.
Speaking of that, I can't wait till The Walking Dead comes out in February, bro.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
I was
my
I saw did you see the little coming attraction
God.
That they have for
I didn't.
It?
I didn't. I didn't even watch
it's
it.
It's only like a minute long, but it still leaves you like, all right, okay. This is gonna be an amazing
I gotta watch it.
Season.
I can't wait.
Hopefully I still have AMC at that time too.
Are they still on that shit?
I haven't seen, well, I think I don't really watch AMC if
yeah,
Walking Dead's not on.
That's kinda so that's fucked up. That's I a shot. You know what? That's probably why AMC is doing this. Or not AMC, the cable companies. Mm, yeah. Because they only getting the benefit of people having AMC for during the Walking Dead. And then after that, people probably if people are paying for Walking Dead or for AMC, they probably unsubscribe to the shit until it comes back.
If not, I'm just gonna be watching this shit online.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it.
You know,
I'll still be up to date with y'all. I just gotta stay off of Twitter.
You know, I'm very pro pirate, so.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I encourage everybody who doesn't have the means to, pay for cable to go ahead and. Let me stop.
Yeah,
because
I got caught up.
Yeah, let
I
me stop before up. The feds come. You know what? And they talk about something stupid like, yeah, if you get caught, I don't know if they're lying or not, but it's just like, you could have $1 million per file that you downloaded sued against you, some stupid shit.
My provider just threatened me, like, we'll cut your internet off. I was like, that's all you guys needed to say.
No, that's all you had to say. No Wi-Fi?
I'll stop pirating.
No Wi-Fi?
Yeah, no Wi-Fi.
What you going to do with no Wi-Fi?
I don't know, nigga. I'm going through the struggle right now.
It's your own damn fault, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, it is. Listen, on your iPhones, y'all know, next to your Bluetooth is the Wi-Fi. So I listen to my headphones in the gym wireless through the Bluetooth. I turned the shit off. I turned off the Bluetooth, and in the same time, I turned off the Wi-Fi. I lost my mind all weekend. I'm on Snapchat. Nigga, I'm downloading shit. And next thing I know, I'm getting an alert. They're like, hey, you're basically over your shit. And I got cut off. So anybody who's reaching out to me and I don't respond, that's why. I got to wait until I get onto Wi-Fi to respond to y'all. Like, my phone started going the fuck off once I got to Jay's house.
Yo, imagine you have Wi-Fi everywhere. If you anything like me, you got a Wi-Fi password everywhere you at.
Nah.
You go to the gym. I don't know if Retro set up their Wi-Fi yet.
They haven't, so
but,
like, I don't have shit in there.
Yeah, they whack. But like, if I go to anybody's house, I have their Wi-Fi password. I got the Wi-Fi password at my job.
Mm-hmm.
If any of my coworkers is listening to this, don't tell nobody I got the Wi-Fi password. That's a secret. Obviously, Wi-Fi at home. So it's like, when you going off on Snapchat and all that shit, you thinking, oh, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine you get a text just saying, you're 90% through your data for the month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the third of the month.
I don't know, nigga. Luckily, I'm not that bad. I only got until like, I think Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And my shit is good from there. But yeah, nah, they struggle. I came back the other day fucking with these dudes and I had like 120 text messages.
Oh, nigga, what do you mean? I had the same. You know what?
Nah, we
nigga, that group chat be going up. Nigga.
We purposely be doing some shit though, man.
Oh my god, yo.
We got Jay for a good 300.
Nigga, at least fuck
a good 300.
While I'm at work, while I'm trying to watch Megan a Murderer, while I'm cooking, while I'm washing dishes, anything.
We'll send one words, niggas, like one word at a time. Like, hey, what are you doing?
Niggas know I go to sleep at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Niggas wait until cold midnight to start flaming my phone. Nigga, I wake up to 700 texts, nigga, like, and all of them shits is just emojis. Like,
hundreds all over the place.
Nigga, all of them shits is just hundreds. Like, nigga,
it's emojis and memes.
Nigga, fuck y'all. But yeah, that was my week, basically.
Oh, man. Oh,
to
damn.
Sum it up.
Welcome to the Watch Life, Jay.
Nigga, what a week.
Exciting.
What a time to be washed.
SIBO voice.
Quanta really hate when I say I'm washed. Because I guess I'm not washed.
You're really not
washed.
She just
thinks I want to be washed. And the problem is, it's not that I want to be washed. I don't think anybody wants to be washed. I just don't mind not doing shit.
Yeah.
I'll just be chilling. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that. She's like,
you're
young. We're both young. We need to go out and get crazy. And, you know, and
you
I'm
know
just
she
like,
listens to this, right?
I do know.
Okay.
But that's how she.
I hope your couch is comfortable.
No, I mean, it
for
is.
One night.
It is. It is. It's quite comfy. You know. When it's not when it's not fucking 2 degrees outside. It's comfy.
Nigga, don't fuck even this start.
Weather.
Don't
fuck
even
this weather. Fucking start. Let me I'm gonna start.
These niggas are in hoodies in Florida and it's 60 degrees out.
Nigga, let me tell you something. Fuck this weather. Fuck the snow that's coming this weekend. All 12 to 24 inches of this shit. All right. Mother Nature, what's good with you? What else? Nigga, fuck all of this shit. This is bullshit. Thank God for remote start, because I wake up in the morning, I'm in the house, and I'm like, I feel that it's cold outside. Like, when I get out of bed, as soon as I lift the sheet off of my body,
I feel it.
I'm like, yeah, it's cold. Like, and my house is at like 75 degrees, and I'll be like, yeah, I know it's cold, just because the cool air is trying to seep through the cracks of the windows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you just feel it. Nigga, when I go downstairs, it's like, oh my, I kid you not. It was one morning. It might have been Monday or Tuesday. It wasn't today. But I kind of ran to my car.
Oh, no. Like, nigga, that was a day when it was like legit like -2 degrees out.
Oh, nigga, I basically ran to my car, gym bag and all that. And I was really like trying not to run like an idiot, but like I skipped
to
the fucking door.
It was bad. I'm type jealous because I have a remote starter for my truck, which my wife drives. So, nigga, I have to wake up. Like, when I'm making myself breakfast in the morning, I'm like, all right, man, let's just do it. Just get it out the way. Get it out the fucking way. And I like run outside, start my shit up real quick, and like try to run back inside. Nigga,
you gotta do it live, nigga.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
I got that pre-recorded heat in the car, nigga.
Oh, no, nigga.
Be like,
When I get out the car and the night, nigga, I turn everything to the max. So like when I come out the next day, it's like, all right,
you start
I turn
that
the shit
and
off.
It's automatically blaring. That's the same shit I do.
The missus, she could just be in the bed, just be like, oh, we're leaving soon.
Let me hit this button real quick.
I just
quick.
Hear the truck start. I'm like, okay.
Nigga.
All right. Okay. Why the fuck didn't I do it for this car? But we'll get to it. We will get to it.
Nigga,
I put
that in a fucking bar one time, nigga. Had to, nigga. That's the life, nigga. Oh, I was like, what'd I say? I was like, summertime, I'm stunting. Wintertime, it's nothing. Fuck if it's cold. I start my car from down the block with a button. Ow. Nigga.
Bars.
Nigga, bars. Nigga, you talking about? Nigga, sign me. The fuck do you mean, nigga?
Oh, shit. Can I talk about my week?
Yes, go ahead.
Can I talk
Proceed.
About my week? It wasn't even all that eventful anyway.
You washed anyway, nigga.
Yeah, exactly. Look, this weekend passed. I didn't really do a whole lot. But I have been in the gym, and I've actually been ODing in the gym. Like, Tuesday was the first day I took a day off in, like, probably almost 2 weeks. And I've been like you. I've been doing mad cardio. Lifting. I haven't been ODing with the lifting.
I don't believe you.
More reps.
I don't believe you.
Nigga, I really haven't been going in. I really haven't been
I ain't been with you,
like that.
So I don't believe you.
I have not been there like
to
that,
witness,
man.
So the belief isn't there.
And the cardio's been real, 30 to 45 minutes. You know what I mean? I'm just like you. I'm trying to drop this weight. You know what I mean?
Man, I got to learn from Nick, man. Nick, what's good, man? What's good with the what do you call it? Tool time, man.
Yeah,
what's good with tool time, man? Let me know something, man. What I
gotta
do?
You just gotta get a little bit more energy in there, though. But besides that, I do be fucking with.
I fuck with his snaps.
Like, yeah, man. Well, all I do is just.
He's mad calm.
Yeah, he's just like, I just, you know, when I get hungry, I got a snack. I just get a scoop of peanut butter, and that's
you know,
it.
People ask me when I eat, and you know, when I go home, I just get a scoop of peanut butter, and you know. They don't want you to eat healthy, you know? They want you to eat stuff like this, as he shows a brownie. Yeah. But I'm not going to eat this. I'm going to eat a scoop of peanut butter, and I'm going to go to sleep.
All right, so
tomorrow.
The funniest one. Oh, my fault. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to say tomorrow, you know, we'll be back to tool time with Nick.
That's exactly how he talks. The best one that had me laughing, he's like, you know, people ask me what I eat with my chicken. I just eat chicken with my chicken.
He said, why do I have to have anything with my chicken? I mean, why can't I have chicken with my chicken?
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not even gonna lie. Sometimes I have broccoli or something on the side, but you know, sometimes I just like eating chicken on the side of my chicken.
Mm-hmm. Oh no. Hey, Cali voice, accurate.
No, nigga, what?
Accurate.
Nick, if you listen to this, I still fuck with you.
Word.
Teach
man.
Me the way.
What else? And I also been sticking with this meal plan, which is dope, man, because you know, you always wonder, like, you see people like on a diet or whatever, and you're wondering, like, how do you survive? Like, how do you get used to it? You know what I mean? And so since this meal plan isn't really like hey, you just got to starve yourself, have like, you know, a small meal and all that. Like, my shit is, you know, high protein.
Yeah.
So like, I'm good. Like, I'm hungry as shit right now.
Actual meals. Oh, yeah. Nigga, don't even talk. What?
I'm hungry as shit right
nigga,
now.
Oh my God. I'm about to eat this mic, nigga. Pause.
No, okay. That's nigga, a well-deserved pause.
Nigga,
okay?
Whatever, nigga.
That's a well-deserved pause. I'm trying to be good,
nigga,
but God
about
damn
to be
it, Jay.
On, nigga. I'm hungry as shit.
God damn it. But now I be sitting there like, I don't get those cravings and shit anymore. I mean, I've just been drinking straight water. And even at night, like, I'm like, yo, a snack sounds good. Eh, just a scoop of peanut butter would do. And I'll be right.
Quanta boy.
Wow, boy.
She a boy.
Boy.
Quanta bought these rice cakes. They're by, what do you call it? Quaker Oaks. Yeah. Yeah, them shits is fucking good as shit.
I need that in my life, actually.
Yeah, them shits is good as shit. I just had the first one before we came up here. It actually tasted like mad sugary, but the nutrition facts is like, oh, no, you're good. So I said, fuck it.
Not mad at that at all. I do need to find a decent snack because although peanut butter is cool, it's starting to get a little played out.
Like I said, it's impossible, bro. Because you fuck up some peanut butter and next thing you know, it ain't as healthy as you thought it was.
Exactly.
Because you done had 7 fucking scoops of the shit. And you can't even calculate it right in the app.
Your purpose is just have 1 scoop, nigga, you the try to, most 2,
nigga,
and that's it.
You try to put the shit in the app, like, so how many scoops did you have? And you putting in 15, and the shit tells you back, like, you know you're wild.
Hey, nigga, you wild out.
You know the MyFitnessPal app.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Shout out to the MyFitnessPal app, because, like, you have your goals. Like, all right, this is my fat. You know, these are the amount of fats I want to take in, carbs, protein, etc.
Yeah.
And if you eating something with mad carbs, it'll tell you. It'll just really like slip that in. It'll just be like
hey, your goal was to stay below.
By
this.
The way, yep, your goal was 150. Okay. This has 90 in it. Okay. Just letting you know.
And you ate 2 of them.
Nigga, you put in that peanut butter, it says you know you are only supposed to have 1 scoop. Like you know you're wilding, my dude. Like, yo, relax.
It's rough. But like I said, you get used to it. Like, I no longer get the cravings. At lunch, like, I work in a college, and lunch is pretty much all you can eat, buffet style. And like, I'll be walking in like, damn, that pizza looks pretty fucking good.
Nigga, what?
And I'm just like, let me walk over to the salad bar.
You already know what the cafeteria looked like where I went, bro.
Oh, yeah. No, niggas, nigga. Same fucking boat.
And then I got Edgar at my job. Edgar's the chef.
Oh, no, nigga.
Nigga, what? Them this nigga be throwing the fuck down. This
they
nigga
be looking good. I'll be tight. Like, I'm like, look at Jay's meal.
Edgar be cooking everything with mad love and precision. Like,
oh, no. Jay gets the VIP treatment. Like, nigga will walk in and like, he'll nod at him. He's like, I already got you, Jay.
Nigga, I walk in, put my finger up in the air, and he puts his finger up in the air like the shit is already done. Nigga, and I just, nigga.
What took you so long?
What? None but love for Edgar, bro.
Oh, man. Besides that, you know, trying to get healthy, finishing up this music. I got all my beats done. I only got like 3 more songs to record. I'm still trying to perfect that. We all fucked up today.
Yeah, karma lives.
Karma is alive and well.
Karma lives.
Tap me on the shoulder. Like, remember when you had that joke on Jay? Here you go.
Karma lives, Claxton.
are we gonna? You want to go through that? You want to do that?
I think we do. real quick. Now, nobody's really gonna get this fucking joke.
Mm-hmm.
But if y'all have iPhones, y'all know that autocorrect is a fucking bitch.
Oh no,
it's the devil.
I hate it.
Fuck autocorrect. Yo, you know what's funny? We love iPhones. We swear by iPhones. Mm-hmm. But it be mad shit about iPhones that we are pissed about.
Oh, no.
On the daily. It's always some shit. Like, you know, I can't stand when iPhone does this. I can't stand when my phone does this. I can't stand when my phone. And it's like, we swear by the fucking phone.
No.
And we pay all this money. But I try to put LMAO because he was telling me, Sayer was telling me about how he cut his Wi-Fi off and now his shit is like in the fucking black because he been wilding out. And I'm like, nigga, in what scenario is it even appropriate for you to ever turn your Wi-Fi off?
Right.
And I meant to put laugh my ass off after that. and the shit just autocorrects to klaxon.
No, karma was looking out, nigga, that day. Karma was looking the fuck
the
out.
The shit autocorrected to K-L-A-X-O-N.
The laugh that I got from that, boy.
I want to ask y'all.
Fuck is klaxon?
No, please, because there was no red squiggly line or nothing. Like, klaxon is a word. If y'all know what klaxon fucking means.
I actually typed it a few times. I said, what the fuck is this?
No, nigga, I typed it purposely to just see, like, what the fuck. If y'all know what klaxon means, please
let us know.
As I even say it, it sounds funny and fucked up. Please email us at officiallystreet@gmail.com and say, and make the subject line klaxon, and then put the definition in the fucking body of the email.
So
or just
go.
Tweet us at TOS_SO on Twitter.
Oh,
but
man.
Yeah, man, I don't know. So I've been calling Syair klaxon for the better part of the day. Like,
we don't know who or what that is, but
nigga,
hey,
when do you ever turn your Wi-Fi off? Klaxon?
Klaxon. Matter of fact, anytime I'm gonna put laughing my ass off from now on, I'm putting klaxon.
Nigga. Fuck you.
Y'all don't know. It's really bad. We need to grow the fuck up because we'll have group chats and any typo. You could forget an S.
It could be regular.
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 And you're
going
to get roasted for 10 minutes.
Yo, we made the mistake. Not even made the mistake, but Breon, shout out to Breon.
No, we made the mistake of adding Breon.
We did make the mistake of adding Breon to the group chat. And the nigga had one little fuck up, something mad regular. And we went off, nigga, and he couldn't understand. He was like, why are y'all roasting me so hard?
Why,
like,
are y'all really going this hard?
Nigga, I'm autocorrected to N, and y'all are flaming me. And we're like, nigga, what are you in? What are you talking about, nigga?
See, that's what we
nigga,
do.
Nigga, we'll wild out. And if you don't know our humor, you'll be sitting there like, okay, really, what's that funny? Yeah, but we don't understand What you don't understand is it was
to
that
us,
funny.
To us, we're immature and we're laughing like, huh, this nigga said that he was in there.
Nigga, we get the jokes off so quickly, nigga. Oh, man.
Nah, but that should be funny. I wish I had an example right here in front of me, but you can't fuck up around us.
No, you can't make the shit up.
And
that's why
don't go on Twitter knowing that you have us and fuck up.
Your file is getting saved.
Screenshot.
Then a motherfucker.
Delete it, nigga, I'm gonna post the picture like, hey, remember when you did this?
Nigga, never forget. Okay?
Shout out to Cass, because he's always the victim.
Oh, nigga, what? Cass began. No, first of all, okay. Let's bring it. Shout out to Cass. Boy, if y'all remember him from the Henny and Cookies episode. Mm-hmm. Yo. Cass, bro, you are the butt of every joke. You are the butt of every joke in the group chat, my nigga. You are a walking meme. You type shit. You type shit so crazy.
No, he really does.
And you don't give a fuck. Yo, you don't give a fuck about how you look. Why are you on Snapchat with a dead ass, serious face, looking like you bored and unhappy as fuck, talking about just came from church, about to go study? Why is that your facial expression, my nigga? You look so unhappy with life.
You know what, though? These people are living life. We now have to live this life where we need to proofread shit.
Oh,
like,
nigga.
Every time that I tweet something, I read it at least 3 times.
You have to.
I have to.
You have to. And if you fuck up and you still send the shit, you're so upset with yourself.
No, your heart stops for a quick second.
No, the amount of fucking hatred you're feeling on your own self when you see that you made a typo, nigga, and you're going to delete the shit so quick, but you know niggas like us we already have the notifications turned on and you're caught no matter what. You already feel so much pain. Like,
I have one that's worse. You ever try to delete something and it tells you it errors out, like this can't be deleted at the time?
Yes.
You're sitting there like, no, I need to delete this.
No,
and it's like,
I have
we can't
to.
Do it. We can't do it right now. I'm just like, okay, this incorrect tweet has been sitting here for a minute.
No,
I'm getting roasted.
Off. No, pisses me. Oh, you're
I'm
caught.
Getting roasted.
Your shit is saved. It's reposted.
Oh, listen, if you have us on Twitter and you send out a fucked up tweet and you see a pair of eyes,
got. If you see one of us tweet, file is kept, just know that somebody wilded out. and it's caught.
It's over for you. You know what? This is how fucking immature we are, okay?
No, that we had 10 minutes talking about the fact that we be keeping files.
But we have to let them know. Because you know what? When they get caught,
no,
they know why.
You better be prepared.
This is your warning.
Don't say you wasn't warned.
This is your fucking warning.
Do not say that you were unprepared.
Oh, right? Man. So anyway, that was my fucking week.
Hey, man.
That was my week,
shout
man.
Shout out to being part of the Wash crew,
Wash Life, we just had an end week. But speaking of somebody who had an end week, might even just been a bad week. I don't know if y'all seen. I don't know how y'all feel about this, actually. But JoJo Simmons has officially retired from hip-hop, from rap. He's done. He's done. I don't know how y'all feel. I don't know how y'all feel.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Pardon me, I'm trying to ask the question.
No,
with
Jay's
a straight
really
face.
Trying, he's really trying to be serious.
I'm trying. Wait a minute. What is he retiring from?
his rapping career.
What was his occupation? What?
Oh, no, nigga. According to him.
Wait.
He's been rapping.
Wait.
He's really been rapping.
He had a career?
I
thought Wyneef ended him. I thought Skull Gang put a stop to his existence.
After that, he said, New York, I'm here to save you. Niggas is like, no, please, don't. Okay. Then he got into the beef with Juelz and all them niggas. Oh. And then they had the picture. This nigga was just hemmed up on the phone, like, please just stop this. I no longer have any beef with y'all.
No, nigga. Skull Gang representatives had this nigga by his collar. Nigga was on the phone talking about, I apologize. Yeah,
no,
like,
Juelz, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And I thought that was his retirement.
I thought so,
I thought
too.
That was it.
Maybe he was still doing something.
He must have been really shit.
I know Diggy was doing his thing for a little bit. I thought that was a rapper.
That's the next thing I was going to say. I thought the one who rapped was Diggy.
Yeah. And I think Diggy just went away for school. So
yeah,
he has an excuse for not really be out there right now.
Yeah, shout to Diggy. I don't know about Mr. JoJo.
Yeah. JoJo, yeah, man. After that... That little situation, man, it was over for you.
I'll tell you what, it wasn't a bad decision.
hey, nigga.
I mean, you made the right move.
You only dust yourself off and try again so many times,
congrats.
Hey.
Best of luck to you.
Whatever you're doing in the future, man.
At the end of the day, look whose son he is. He's not going to be bad off in the world.
He's not hurt.
Yeah.
And I think that was the problem because... I don't know if you've seen, like, there's a clip of him online and he's like in the studio with some other nigga and he's talking so reckless.
Oh, he used that was his favorite thing to do.
Nigga, he was talking so tough. And we're like, my nigga, we watch you on TV.
We know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're Wonder Bread soft, my nigga.
No,
like,
OD.
Stop. Just stop. Be you. People respected Diggy because he came out, he goes, hey, that's my pop.
Exactly.
This is the music I'm gonna make. I'm not a street nigga. I'm just going to make good music. And that was it. And guess what? Diggy had a great album, had a great run, and it was all good.
JoJo came out and said, I'm Jada, nigga.
Oh, yeah, no.
And reincarnated.
He said, I'm off the block. And nigga was like, no, yeah, you're not.
Nigga, I've been selling krills since young, nigga. What you talking about, nigga? I'll lay hands on anybody, nigga.
He said, what hard tops, nigga?
Wyneef caught this nigga, flipped him upside down. Nigga was like, yo, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, nigga. Shook the chains out of his pocket. Nigga was like, you're my lunch money.
Look at all my lunch money, man. Oh, man.
Look, he's always playing games with me.
JoJo, if you hear this, man, best of luck with whatever you have, you know, coming up in the future. You know what I mean? But
speaking of Future dropped a dope mixtape.
He dropped
a dope mixtape this week. Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
I don't know where that... I mean, there's a lot of people joking around like, oh, he thinks he's Prince. Whatever. but it had a good... It was like 12. It was 12 joints on there, I think. Yeah. 12 or 13 or something. It had like a good 7 bangers on there.
Yeah, I pretty much enjoyed most of it.
Definitely the first half.
Yeah.
And I fuck with it. I fuck with it in the gym heavy. Like,
oh, yeah. No, nigga. Like, I was waiting for it to drop. And then, like, when I left the house, when you went on Dat Piff, it just had question marks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, damn. All right. I wanted to download this before I go to the gym, but this was before I still had my dad at this time. But... I get to the gym, I'm in the first thing I do is I get on to do my cardio. I get on Dat Piff again just to see if they had any update, and the fucking mixtape was there. Mm-hmm. So shit got me through my whole workout. I actually listened to it like almost twice in a row.
Oh no, I actually went ham. Yeah. JP will be proud of me because I went ham the morning after it dropped. Mm-hmm. No, excuse me. 2 days after it dropped, I listened to it. Am I bugging? It dropped Sunday, right?
Was it Saturday or Sunday?
It might one have, of those. It might have been Saturday. It might have been Saturday.
I know.
I listened to it on Monday, and yeah, it definitely did drop Saturday. Sorry, but anyway, yeah. I listened to it on Monday. I had to have listened to that shit like 5 times in a row because it's not that long.
Yeah.
I listened to it on the way to the gym in the morning. Then I got to the gym, did my cardio, listened to it like twice while doing my cardio, and it was like, man, this shit is type hard. Like it didn't make me want to cut it off and listen to something else.
Got you.
But you know, shout out to Future. It was no like 56 Nights or anything, but it was
it was still dope.
It was dope. But the fact, I think Future's not to like now start taking credit away from him, but I think the fact that his music, a lot of it sounds the same, that's what be bothering me. It's like,
you know what, I hear that, but it works for him.
It's still dope.
At the same time, it works for him.
Yeah.
Like I always said, I can't sit and listen to Future like if I'm really, really trying to listen to music.
Yeah, it depends on the setting.
If I'm in the gym or I'm about to head out,
I'm going to Future first. Yeah, I'm going to Future first.
I'm putting Future on.
First, you know what I mean? I can listen to Future all day in the gym. I could just run his mixtapes back to back to back to back to back to back to back, and I'll just go fucking ham. Mm-hmm. Like, but yeah, shout out to Future. Another mixtape that dropped.
I was just about to bring that up.
Yeah, another mixtape that dropped was the Meek Mill, the 4-4. Is it 4-4?
What
is it supposed to be?
I think it's supposed to be
4-4.
4-4, I guess.
Whatever. It looks like a fucking minus in between.
Yeah.
But I thought it was hard. I didn't really like the
you said you didn't
plug,
like the
I'm the plug. I didn't like the I'm the plug freestyle that he did. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was cool. The only thing I didn't like about the last record was the beat kind of got annoying.
It did. I actually liked that song. The first time I heard it, I'm like, yo, this is tough. And then like I listened to it in the headphones. Mm-hmm. And I listened to it in my car and I'm like, wow, I really hate this beat.
I enjoyed the beat. They should have switched it off.
Yeah, like, it just kept going.
It just
going.
Kept fucking going. Dun, 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 yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Imagine hearing that over and over and over and over and over. Yeah. And it's like synthesized in the background. So it's hard in the beginning. And then it's like, all right, switch it up for the verses or something.
Exactly.
But I thought the mixtape itself was hard. Like I like hearing new Meek on his shit.
The first joint, what was the name of the
Pray
first
for him.
Song? Oh my
Pray for him
God.
Was ill. Yeah, Pray for him was ill.
Nigga, when I heard that, I got amped. I said, you see, this is what I'm talking about, Meek. This is the fuck I'm talking about. This is all we need.
Yeah. And then he started falling the fuck off.
I listened to
Pray for him and I'm like, yeah, this shit is hard.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you get to Fuck Being Humble, it was like, all right, man, what are you doing, Meek? Yeah. But here's the reason, and I know you probably share the same feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Meek, he just has a problem with letting go.
Yep.
We know this, though.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about Meek for 10 of our last 22 episodes. So we know that he has a problem with letting go. But now it's at the point where it's like, all right, now it has nothing to do with just Drake or Future or Wale. Now I think it has to do with him wanting to be in beef.
Exactly.
Like, he just wants to remain in some sort of beef.
I think he's trying to take the 50 route, but he's doing it the wrong way.
Horrible. If he's trying to take the 50 route, he is doing horrible.
Mm-hmm. And then, all right, when 50, like, you remember 50 back in the day, if a nigga had an issue with 50, they put a song out, I guarantee you, within that week, 50's responding.
Absolutely.
You're damn near probably going to hear a whole mixtape.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. You're going to say 50 was the first, if you want to get technical, 50 was one of the first niggas to start memes. Let me think about this before I say it. Because I'm thinking about Elephant in the Sand.
Yeah, man. Okay, the
you
covers.
You know what I mean?
Because
with the cover, those are memes. Those are today's memes. Mm-hmm. They just weren't called memes.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think if anybody else was doing that like that back in the day. I mean, kind
of. Nah, that might have been one of the first joints. Like, you had pictures shit, when they're like, this nigga's a rat, and they have like his picture or some shit like that.
You had this
like,
shit with Jim Jones and Cam dressed in like thongs and shit.
Yeah, the Jenny Jones with True Life shit.
I don't know. I stuttered mad times.
Yeah, niggas.
Nah, I'm just trying to think. But yeah, nah, 50 like really made some shit out of that. He really started the meme shit.
Yeah, so Meek is doing it wrong because, all right, you took an L from Drake.
A horrible L, yeah.
It's no.
Yeah, undeniable, unquestionable L, yeah.
Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, L of the year.
Let it go.
Please.
But what does he do? Bring it up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, of course.
And the plug joint?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That fucked my whole flow up because I'm listening to it. I'm like, yeah, this shit is getting me ready for DC4.
Mm-hmm.
And then the I'm the plug shit comes out. And I'm like, you know what, bro? First of all, grow up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The whole era of taking someone else's song and doing your own version to it, trying to kill them on it, and you really got to be... That shit is dead, in my opinion. Yeah, I don't know if it really is, but... If somebody kills you on a song, or doesn't even kill you on a song, somebody just kills you and then has a successful mixtape, and you try to go take one of the beats from their shit, and you say, yeah, I can do better, and I'm the plug, nigga. Mm. It's like, you know what? You're corny. You got to grow up. You about 30, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You want to know my other problem is Meek always resorts to his money.
Yeah.
So
what you can't do with Drake.
And I'm just exactly I'm like my nigga, you can't sit here and he's like, well, I made this money on my girls tour.
Yeah, wow.
Like, okay, while you were doing that, Drake was on a world tour as well, but he headlined the shit.
Yeah.
It was his tour. So you might have made good money. I'm sure you made great money.
I checked.
But you weren't making Drake's money.
I checked a long time ago. And this was a while ago. Mm-hmm. So I know it's probably crazy now. I checked a long time ago when Drake really just started popping like around the Take Care album.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was getting somewhere upward towards like 400, 500,000 a show.
I believe it.
A show.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about, Meek?
Yeah, he can't do that. And then
I know he's getting more than that now. I know Drake is getting more than that now.
He's probably in the mill for a walkthrough.
Because they paying Beyonce and Jay-Z $3 million
just to show up
for their shows. Like, you know what I'm saying? Eminem getting $3-4 million for his show. Like, that's why we don't see them perform like that.
Exactly. Because they don't really need to.
Because whatever venue is going bankrupt to book them. They have to go bankrupt to book them. Meek is getting 100,000. You know what I mean? And I'm not.
That's not bad at all.
I'm paying to do shows.
Exactly.
So I'm not here to like, you know, check nobody's bank account. But don't talk that money shit.
He wants to talk about Rollies. And it's like, bro, I'm sure
Drake... Rollie on me cause of Audemars. Yeah. Audemars on me cause of Rollie. Like, nigga.
I could probably go fact check that. He probably said that.
Nigga, we know you have an Audemars. We know you have a Rollie.
Listen, okay? I know niggas with Rollies too.
I know niggas with Rollies. Okay. And you know what, my nigga? Grow up again.
Exactly.
Right? Grow up again.
And then he wants to talk about how, all right, he's fucking the girl that he wants. Okay, yeah, Drake wanted to fuck Nicki, but guess what? I mean, that's not a bad trophy at all.
Not bad
trophy at all.
Not bad.
But Drake is going around fucking some bad bitches too.
What are you talking about?
So again, you're taking another L with that because it's like, hey, I'm fucking your dream girl. Nah, well,
niggas,
you know
Serena,
what?
Nigga, Serena Williams over Nicki any day. Okay, because Serena Williams got that real cake. Okay, them athletic buns.
Where the thighs match the butt, okay?
And black is beautiful as fuck. All right, she's a fucking queen. She's never been ratchet, except for when she's on the court using the ratchet.
I like that. That was smooth.
You see what I did there?
That was smooth. Okay.
Now, all females have their ratchet moments, but I mean, you don't hear negative shit about Serena.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't hear nothing crazy. You know, you heard it all, like, she got up at her dinner table and was following somebody to get her phone.
She did the
She's
crip
crazy.
Walk when she
it's like, yo, you know what I mean? When you from the hood, like, shit. Sometimes the shit clicks. Like, I don't give a fuck. This nigga just, I think he took my phone. I'm gonna go get my shit. Like, it doesn't click to you that I'm Serena Williams. Somebody could kidnap me. Like, somebody could be really trying to get me. Like, it sometimes it doesn't click. And, you know, shout out to her for being real. I'm not gonna, you know.
But all right. So he tries to, you know, send shots at Drake. I think Drake might be waiting a little bit more, hear some more shit.
Yeah, before we expected
he
that.
Before he releases that three-peat.
Yeah, he not dropping three-peat.
You know he still got that in
that.
The cut.
No, it's in the cut.
And all Drake is going to do is go back, revisit the joint, change some shit around. Like, okay, Meek, now we're ready. He's going to drop that and it's over.
Drake has been changing lines in three-peat mm-hmm. since he wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
Drake has been changing lines. He's changing lines right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's changing lines. And next week, he's going to be changing lines. He's ready for every change in events
mm-hmm.
for three-peat.
But this isn't worthy for
no,
for,
this is definitely not worthy. But so he changed. He already oh, yeah. he already included it in it, though.
Yeah, from the
he
already has one, it in 3-peat.
He has 4-4 or whatever in 3-peat right now, just in case.
It's in there.
Just to make a mention of it.
I believe it. I absolutely believe it.
He got fit the whole 50 Cent shit. It's in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's got it in 3-peat.
Which leads us to that. The next joint, he goes and he's talking greasy to 50.
Which I am not even, I'm not sure where his head is at. When it comes to this.
Man, like, all right, I understand your boss is beefing with 50. They've been beefing, but you know what? That's their beef.
That shit is their beef and it's old. Like, and even though it's still now, when I say it's old, it's like, that shit is tiring. Yeah. Like, even when I see Rick Ross saying something slick about 50, I'm like, here we go again. Mm-hmm. When I see 50 saying some shit about Ross, it's like, here we go again. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not all that invested in it because niggas ain't going all that hard.
It ain't going nowhere. But
the beef is, you know what I mean?
But it did lead into a whole shit ton of memes.
Oh, Meek, yeah. No. You know Meek, I mean? Meek got memed again.
50 was doing all the the shithead emojis.
Oh my God.
And got that shit all get shithead emojis are flooded on Meek's.
Yo, social media will drown your ass, yo.
It's bad.
Oh,
man.
My, yo, Ciara's comments with the fucking...
was the umbrellas.
Both times with the umbrellas, with the purple umbrella, with the rain.
And then
when he dropped
shit.
The What a Time, oh my God, with the diamonds. Yo, and they did the shit to Meek too.
Mm-hmm.
The diamonds, the umbrella, mm-hmm. the fucking shit, the shit emoji. It's like, yo, Meek, man. Yo, Meek, man. Yo.
Yeah, like,
yo, Meek, I'm talking to you. I'm talking. This is J Omega, Meek. I fucks with you.
Mm-hmm.
Just fall back, bro.
Just
make good music.
Just continue
man.
To make good music.
Just make. Listen, they don't want you to make good music, bro. But you're listening to they, nigga. Who is in your crew? You got they with you right now.
Oh, shit.
Look to your left. Look to your right. That's they.
Seriously.
That's they, bro. Because they telling you, yeah, nigga, go ahead, wait, put him on wax, nigga. Put his ass, nigga. Fuck him, nigga. No, don't.
They're putting the wrong battery in your back, bro.
Meek, what are you doing? No,
they really are. I was gonna go through some of these memes, but you know what? I'm sure y'all probably seen them by now.
It was kind of, yeah. We're gonna post some of them. On
yeah,
the page.
That's what I'll do. I'll get on our Twitter and just post them. I don't think it's going to end well, but you know what? It's been kind of been bubbling in the background for quite some time, though.
It has. 50's been beefing with a lot of Meek's mans. And
exactly.
Them.
He's
you know, the shit with Ross. I think everything is kind of boiling mm-hmm. in Meek's body. Meek is at the point where he's like, Drake gave me this L. Drake and Future got on this mixtape and they kind of both, you know what I mean, slandered me.
After he said Future's his favorite artist.
Yep. After he had said Future's his favorite artist and been caught on film saying that he only fucks with Drake
mm-hmm.
and Wale.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you beefing with Wale.
You beefing with both of them.
Wale took the high road and didn't get emotional with you. And mm-hmm. so you got even more pissed because Rick Ross had his back. And then now 50 is beefing with your mans and he beefing with the boss.
Mm-hmm.
So you just fed up. You like, well, I can't go at Drake, even though he did. But I can't do that, so I'm gonna go at 50, the god of beefs. Like,
oh, he's so 50 is ready.
Is 50 the god of beefs?
No, he really is. And
who
you
else
know
besides
what?
Eminem is the god of beefs? Like that you know? I mean, because 50 has gotten a run for his money numerous times. He got a. I'm not even gonna lie. He got a run for his money with Curtis. Curtis was a hard diss record.
I was gonna bring that up.
That
later,
was a hard diss record. We could bring it up later. But I mean, he's had some runs for his money, but. Honestly, he's like the god. Like,
yeah, him and... Now, I will say this.
There's a few.
I will say this. When it comes on record, sure, M is probably the god at that. He hasn't taken an L at all.
For sure.
50 has... I might even say he took an L with Ross.
Ross went hard.
But now, 50. I will say this. 50's also a real nigga, and he hasn't taken an L in the street.
No.
50 has not. You may have this 50 on record.
Nah, 50 ain't took an L.
But you're going to lose in the long run because he's going to catch you out there.
50 ain't took an L in the street since the ninth shot went through his mouth.
No, that's
he has not taken an yet L again. Since the Cali ninth voice. Bullet went through his fucking mouth. That was the last L 50 took.
Because you know what? All right, he had the beef with Ross. Guess what? 50's found your man Gunplay. Oh, guess what? 50 still has his
still
chain.
Has the chain.
He was slow, was talking crazy to him. Guess what?
Slow 50, got yoked and jumped.
50 on stage got you jumped and took your chain.
Nigga. In front everybody.
In front of everybody. And then he laughed about it.
Oh man, yo.
50 has not taken an L in the streets. And I think that was still that still is going to continue. Because you know what? If Meek wants to take it there. 50 also got hands.
I remember seeing footage of 50 on stage, and Meek was on stage. Meek had some of his niggas. 50 wasn't fucking with them.
With Trav. He wasn't fucking with Trav.
He tried to jump over Meek and grab this nigga and fold him. And Meek stood in between. He was like, yo, chill. We ain't doing that. He took the mic from 50. He was like, yo, chill. We ain't doing that. 50 was like, all right, bet. 50 and Meek used to be cool.
Yeah,
they
that's the
no
thing.
Problems.
It was.
They have no problems. Mm-hmm. And Meek ain't seem scared to step to 50 and say, yo, chill, it's not going down
but
like
that's
that.
That's because he was
but they was cool.
I tell you what, his man Trav looked a little...
Oh, nah, Trav wasn't in the footage. Like, he wasn't even in the footage. Like, he was gone.
Once he saw 50 start coming towards him, he's just like, yo, you know what? Let me just fall back real
Trav
quick.
Ran off on the plug twice, nigga. Nigga, he ran off on the plug twice, and it was like 50 caught him, and 50 was the plug, and it was the third time, nigga, and he had to get the fuck on out of there, nigga.
And then Trav went and talked so reckless on record after that, man. But son. Whatever. So like that shit has just been it's just been bubbling. And I knew it was eventually gonna happen though. I don't know about you, but I knew eventually it was gonna happen.
I was hoping it wouldn't. I ain't gonna lie. I was hoping it wouldn't. I was hoping that the whole Drake situation would just like overwhelm Meek and he would have to like put all his energy into it.
After I seen what he did with Drake, I knew it was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Cause Meek can't he there's niggas that was like on Twitter like Meek, somebody in camp take his fucking phone.
Yeah.
No,
absolutely. Yeah.
And you know what? He went and did that shit. And now he's a meme again. Mm-hmm. All over the fucking place. 50, yo, go on 50's IG if y'all haven't.
Oh, it's all up and down his shit.
Oh my God.
It's all up and down his shit. You know and it's mean? Funny as fuck, too.
And again, Meek can't be like, hey, nigga, I got more money than you. I'm more successful, blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely
no,
not.
No, you can't, you
Meek
can't do that.
Meek was talking mad shit. You broke. Yeah. You a rat. Niggas all throughout Queens calling you a rat. Nigga, fuck you mean? I highly doubt it.
Yeah. And you see, oh, you seen this nigga, Irv?
Irv came in like, yeah, nigga.
He
nigga
had
trying
all
to
that
back
protection.
This nigga up. Yeah, nigga, fuck out of here. This nigga had, he wouldn't let me come around him at all. All I wanted to do was, I'm like, all right, man.
Nigga, I remember the track when 50 was like, what order protection?
Nigga, yeah. If Irv got it, don't get the fuck out of here and sit down. Nigga.
Oh, man. It's just, whatever, man. Like we said, 50 really hasn't taken many L's, and I don't think he's going to take an L with this. If it goes on record, that's another thing. People have been amping it. They want this G-Unit versus MMG.
Niggas have really been calling Banks.
They been calling Banks.
Like, yo, PLK.
I remember
nigga.
What you did with Officer Down.
Yo, PLK,
let's
nigga.
Let's do something else.
You know Banks ain't really with the bullshit. He ain't with
the
bullshit.
From what I heard.
Banks working on music, man. He working on music.
Kid already has a record. I don't really care for it. Like, I don't really care for it. Yeah, yo was just like, nigga, we could take it to the streets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Buck was like, I really don't care. He says, if 50 tells me to get him, I'm going to get him.
I want
to
hear some Buck, bro.
I want to hear Buck go off.
What?
This is what I want. I want 50 to be talking shit. I want 50 to do the hook. I want Banks to have a verse. And I want Buck to have a verse. That's all I need. I don't really need Yayo. I want Yayo on the ad-libs. Okay,
I want hook.
You need some help?
This is exactly what I need. This is exactly what I need. I'm going to put the blessing out there.
Mm.
I need Yayo talking shit in the beginning. Mm-hmm. With 50. 50 and Yayo having a conversation about these niggas, mm-hmm. right? See these pussy ass niggas, 50, ha ha ha, laughing and shit.
Yeah.
Then I need Buck to come in, mm-hmm. going off, right? Buck goes off. All of a sudden, no hook yet. Banks just comes in and starts spazzing.
Oh my goodness.
And it makes your blood start boiling. Oh, you get the goosebumps, goodness. Nigga, because Buck was going off. And then you ain't even expect Banks to come in wilding. No hook. Then after Banks, 50 come in with a bridge, and Yayo throughout the whole shit is ad-libbing. Mm-hmm. Here we go now. Wilding out. And then at the end, you have a bridge from 50. 50 start talking his shit, laughing and
like
all that shit.
Like he used to do.
With a hard vintage G-Unit beat.
Yep. That's all we need.
That's all we need.
And you know what? A mixtape probably wouldn't be bad either because I used to bang them shits all the time.
Yeah.
Used to bang them out like within a week.
Yeah, no, a mixtape would be good. It would be cool.
Let's get it done because you know what? If that happens...
I'm excited.
I'll be excited. You know what, though? I'm not a fan of beef too much anymore because it's not like what it used to be.
Yeah.
But this will bring back that feeling.
It would.
Like, hip-hop kind of needs this.
Nah, it's true.
It kind of needs this because it's just been a little soft as of late.
I need to get back to, like, the Beans and Jada.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? The 50 and Ja. You know, everybody says, the Nas and Jay. All right, cool. The Biggie and Pac. We already know that. But I'm talking about, like, the beef that it was, like, it was shit going down in the background, like, that you ain't even know about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There was so much shit going in the background with the Beans and Kiss shit.
Yeah.
Do
you just want to start getting into that shit now? Or you want to...
Yeah, fuck it, man. We can start talking about it. Because I, personally, I'm off the whole Meek shit.
Yeah, Meek, the only other thing I had was just...
There is new beef, isn't there?
Yeah. You know, let's save our list for the end. We could just run through these real quick.
Yeah.
Because we spoke about this before. Ross... is tight with Lil Wayne and Baby.
Yeah.
Now, if you guys remember, I don't remember what episode it was, but we brought up how, you know, Ross was paused behind Wayne, like, hey, you know, Baby did you wrong, so on and so forth. I support you. Ross even went on to diss Baby on his album.
Yeah.
And then I guess over the New Year's, Wayne and Baby worked things out.
Which is understandable and not understandable at the same time. You know what?
They're like family. Business got in the way. Hopefully they worked that out.
Shit happens.
Yeah. And then Baby just went out there like, I don't think I forgot y'all niggas is talking shit. I'm gonna come pull up on all of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could do that. I wish I could do his accent.
Nigga, I'm gonna come pull up on all y'all. I can't even do his accent. Yeah, you know I gotta practice that shit.
But that's pretty much like I guess they're ready for that beef and then... You know, Ross was like, oh, well, I guess they kissed and made up or some shit like that. God damn it, man. So
that's a low blow.
Yeah. So that's all that's happened so far. I guess we'll see what happens, man, because
Ross been getting real.
He's been getting
like, I don't know. I want to say he was always cocky, but he been getting out of control.
I think he feels untouchable. He's been feeling untouchable since the 50 beef.
I was going to say ever since his whip got shot up and he survived.
That's true, too.
That nigga been feeling like, I'm bulletproof, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Niggas try to shoot me up. Niggas can't stop me. Fuck you talking about? I'm Ricky Renzel. Oh.
Oh, shit. So we'll see what happens because you know Wayne is going to have Baby's back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Baby don't even have to rap. He's just going to let Wayne... Baby's gonna talk, kind of like we did with
Birdman.
He's gonna talk his shit in the beginning.
You already know this, the dynasty. Cash Money. Young Money Forever. Birdman Jr. in the building. Drake, where you at?
My son.
We stunting on him.
No, that sounds accurate.
We stunting on Mac Main. Come in the room real quick. Corey, you thought I forgot about you? You still down. I wish Corey Guns could get a fucking break. Oh my God. Give Corey a verse on anything.
Bronx.
Please.
Like Bronx.
Please let Corey shine.
No, Corey's on every fucking Wayne album, but he just has a verse.
Yo, let Corey shine 2016, bro. Hashtag let Corey shine 2016, please.
Seriously, man.
Yo, there's a number of artists that if they ever popped, it would be so over for these rappers out here that think they spitting. Mm. Oh.
Corey's definitely one of them.
Shout out to Joel Ortiz because he was one of those artists.
Yeah.
He was one of those artists that he wasn't on. And I used to always say, like, if this nigga get on, it's going to be an issue. Like, he's on.
He's respected. Yeah, he's on. He's not respected.
He's not up there. Like,
he's not pop. He's not like a pop artist.
Yeah.
But niggas know who he is.
But niggas know if he get on the record, it's
he gets busy.
It's slow for whoever's on that record if they're not going hard.
He fucking gets busy.
But Guns, please put that. What? Man, I was listening to a mixtape that he dropped a few years ago. I was listening to that shit yesterday, and I'm like, man, This nigga just never, I feel like he just never got, he got a fair shot, but he don't have the right team. Something's wrong.
Yeah, something's
wrong. And when I mean team, I don't mean Young Money.
Like,
I just
he had
mean,
like Nick Cannon behind him
that's
too.
What I'm saying. And I don't like, mean, I don't mean team like Young Money. I mean team like Nick Cannon, like the niggas that's in the background actually get him his, you know what I mean, just do. Like,
well, maybe, and no disrespect, maybe he's somebody that's like Banks. Because, you know, Banks has that rep.
Could be.
Banks has that rep that he's just lazy. He
Joel
just wants
Santana.
To make, yeah, he just wants to make his music and that's it. Nigga. Speaking of Joel.
When Joel Santana dropped God willing. Nigga, I was so excited. I'm like, this nigga's back.
He's back. When's the album dropping? So on and so forth. I mean, I heard it was some label bullshit or whatever, but my nigga, you could just put out, you don't have to put out a mixtape under a label.
You don't.
Nigga, just keep making
it's
music.
It's a mixtape. Niggas is dropping mixtapes. Like, when you drop and change out your pocket, you're trying to go in your pocket and get something.
So fire, beginning to end, and then that was it. I don't even think we got a video off that mixtape.
We
man.
Did not.
He dropped it, did well, probably did a few shows, and that was it. And now he's just hosting parties. I need Joel's back.
He hosting parties and fucking promoting teeth whitening with his fucking badass.
It had to be him.
With his badass baby moms.
Yeah, dude. Man. But speaking of Joel's, one thing that we know we're not going to see no time soon. This beef kind of hurts me. We're definitely not getting a Dipset reunion. We're not getting a Dipset mixtape. We're not getting a Dipset tour. We're not getting a Dipset album.
Absolutely no time soon.
No time.
Probably around February, the 32nd.
32nd.
Probably.
Maybe get pushed back to the 34th.
It might get pushed back to the 34th. Mm-hmm. Nobody is more hurt than JP.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Listen, there's no, I haven't found a more prouder Harlem nigga than JP.
There is not a nair nodding that is more hurt than JP.
Like, when I brought it up, like, even though it was through text, I felt his pain.
Nigga, he was talking like two of his closest cousins was beefing and he was tired of it. He's like, yo, man, again, yo, this is what I mean. Like, yo, stop the bullshit, man. Yeah. I'm tired of it. Niggas is real. Like, come on, y'all niggas need to get over this shit, B. I'm tired of this, man. You see two of your best friends, like, really arguing and you just in the middle. That was JP.
That was him. It's unfortunate. So what happened was, I know you don't really watch Love and Hip Hop too much. You know who Mendeecees is?
I do.
Okay. So I guess Mendeecees was, you know, a street nigga that ended up being a manager. He was managing Votto.
Yeah.
I guess he had a few other artists or whatever. I guess he was semi-successful. Mm-hmm. But before that, he was in the streets.
He got caught up selling coke. He went to jail for like 8 years, right?
I heard it was
heroin or something. Yeah,
it was heroin.
I know. I did watch. I like Mendeecees and Yandy.
So do I.
I like Mendeecees and Yandy. Let's put it that way.
Because it feels.
I enjoy their story. So I did watch a little bit, and I know that he had did a, like an 8 year bid or some shit.
Yeah. No, it's about to happen.
Oh, it's about to.
It's about to happen.
I know he was in jail. For
he was
a minute.
In jail, but that was pretty much just him waiting on the trial.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You,
got
you know
got
they
you.
Keep you in there.
Gotcha.
So what? I guess. Jimmy is mad because he feels that Mendeecees ratted. Because, okay. He's only doing 8 years. Which, when I went and kind of did some research, I'm like, my nigga, that's the minimum, for that case. Mm. You know what I mean? For the possession that he had and how much he had, they said it could be anywhere between 8 to 20 years.
I guess this nigga Jim Jones said he was supposed to be doing 20.
Yeah, I guess he wants him to be doing 20. Like,
that's some they ass shit.
And then you know what? Me watching the show again, it's the show, but it looks like Mendeecees does a lot of shit in the community. That might have been a part of it.
Could be.
That's just like when T.I. came home, they said, listen, you could come home early, but we need you to do all this community service, do all that. Maybe that's what Mendeecees had to do. You know what I mean? And they said, all right, you do that, you're going to get this minimum. It's still 8 years. 8 years is a lot.
It is a lot of fucking time, bro. It's a lot
That's
of fucking
a
time.
A lot of fucking time.
8 years from now, nigga, bruh, I'm gonna be like 34. So.
Nigga, my daughter will be about to be heading off to college. So imagine me, like, if I go get locked up now and I do 8 years, I come home and my daughter is going to college.
Grown as shit.
Grown. Nigga, I miss all that time. So that's a lot of time. You know what I mean? So I guess Jimmy's not really feeling the fact that Cam and Mendeecees got so cool or whatever. And he's saying, like, Cam is now surrounding himself with a rat, so on and so forth. So yeah, there hasn't been much else that's come from that, but you know it will, because Cam and Jimmy beefed before.
Yeah.
And pretty much when they beefed last time, that was pretty much what killed Dipset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once they started beefing, that was it. We're like, all right, man, we're not gonna really hear much else from Dipset.
Yeah, it's over.
Niggas was trying to keep the Dipset name alive, but it just didn't happen.
That's what ended up making Joel Santana just get lazy, yeah, because he was only making music with them, mm-hmm, pretty much for the most part. He didn't. He wasn't dropping no album. He got two albums. His last album was like, I was a toddler. I don't even know.
Nigga. It was definitely like nigga, it was 2006, 2005
or some
like
shit.
Yeah,
it was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. My nigga, it has been 11 years.
You know what's bad?
It's niggas that don't last in the game 11 years.
Yo, and you know
and it's
bad?
Been 11 years since you dropped a fucking album. You are OG in this shit.
Jewels has never dropped anything bad.
Nope.
His mixtapes, all fire.
Yep.
His albums, all fire.
Yep.
The fuck, man? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Don't know what to tell you.
Anyway, it hurts because I'm a New York nigga. I'm from the Bronx, but I fucking love Dipset growing up. I love Dipset growing up. And just to see him come back and do something, like, I was excited when G-Unit put out those EPs. I'm like, damn, we got G-Unit back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I get excited when the locks do things. You know what I mean? He's like, these niggas is back together. Mm-hmm. I just wanted something with Dipset.
It's nostalgia.
The last thing that we had from all three of them was that Salute joint from like 5 years ago.
Are you talking about Dipset?
Yeah, Dipset. My fault. I should have said Dipset. That was like the last thing that we really
better,
got.
Bitch better have my money, right? It was Jewel's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Jewel's, that was like sometime last year.
It was recent.
It sounded like some throwaway shit, though.
It wasn't crazy. It wasn't crazy, but it got you thinking a mixtape is coming. I think that was the
last. That did stem off of a mixtape, but then that mixtape was just like a lot of like just verses just thrown around.
Yeah.
Like you could tell they weren't in the studio together recording.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like they just kind of pieced it together. You know?
It was something.
That's all we're getting, man.
It's over.
That's it. So anyway, we're going to continue on with this beef. This is the What's Beef episode. I grew up in an era where beefing and hip hop, I don't want to say I, both Jay and I, a lot of us, grew up in an era where beef was a part of hip hop.
It's what really showed whether or not you was going to last, period, exactly, as an artist. Because everybody had their beef. There was not one artist that was dope, really making a name for themselves, that did not eventually have a beef with someone.
Yeah. Oh, the 2000s was beef.
Oh, it was lit. What?
Oh, God, there was beefs left and right.
Everybody had beef with somebody. So some of our memorable ones, some of our most memorable ones, I spoke about the Jay and Nas. Everybody speaks about the Big and Pac.
I want to actually get a little bit deeper into Jay and Nas. I actually just for some reason just went out and was listening to when State Property went on Funk Flex.
Mm-hmm.
And these niggas freestyled for like 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the shots that they were throwing at Nas and Bravehearts and all that shit. So it's more than just Takeover and Ether.
Right. Yeah.
It was so much more, but that's just what people remember.
And this is the era where we talking, I was saying this in the group chat, we talking about niggas got on Smack DVDs and Cocaine Cities and different documentaries. And, you know, this is when you had the beef documentary and niggas was really laying out what was going on. And then you had, you had just other little documentaries where niggas was really telling you, like, this is what's real. Yeah. This is what's really going on, especially on the Smack. Niggas was laying never before heard freestyles, brand, like, and the shit was gutter. And that, when you listen to that, you like, nah, this shit is real. Like, because there's but so much that you can put on an album, that you could put on them. I mean, I won't say mixtape, but back in the day, mixtapes, you had to go buy them shits. You had to go to the store,
same with the
buy
DVDs,
the new shit.
To go
same
out
shit
the
with
DVDs.
The DVDs. And niggas was putting exclusive shit on the mixtapes too. Mm-hmm. But when you seen niggas on the DVDs, with guns, talking about nigga with the whole nigga with the whole block behind them, nigga. You saw the whole 174th Street behind niggas and shit.
You remember the True Life joint? The nigga was letting off shots. They said, "Oh, this is a camera, and everybody's gonna see it. Watch this! Boop, boop, boop! Just letting off shots."
crazy shit was going on, nigga. Crazy shit was going on. Real shit.
But you know what? I said, my fault. I keep cutting you off. Go ahead.
No.
All right. What I said in the group chat, though, I said, yes, that was dope. But unfortunately, social media took that over.
It did. It went a different time. But the problem with social media, here's the problem with social media. You are not in front of anybody when you're tweeting, when you're Instagramming, when you Snapchat. You're not in front of anybody.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, Smack was a real nigga. He was in niggas' hoods.
Oh, no, nigga.
He was in niggas' hoods. Mm-hmm. Like, he might have had niggas with him. He was definitely strapped. Niggas had to, you know, niggas had to like take bullets out of their guns and shit. Like, he had rules and shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, son, he was in deep ass hoods and niggas was talking that real shit with their whole hood behind them. Like, niggas can't come around here. Yeah. Niggas, it was like True Life was in Harlem, in parts of Harlem where he was like, nah, nigga. Jimmy can't come around here, nothing like that. And it was other Harlem niggas like, get the fuck out of here.
Not lying.
And it's like, you really sat back and said, damn, son, in his own hood. Like, you know what I mean? Like, shit got, like, even like when Shay Davis was beefing with French Montana.
Oh, I was just about to bring that
niggas
up.
Niggas both from the Bronx, and niggas is both on their DVD shit on two different levels. French had his own DVD.
Yeah, the Cocaine City.
Shay Davis was trying to take over Smack. And it's like, niggas was beefing two separate areas of the Bronx, but it's still the Bronx. And it's like, niggas can't even come around each other. Like, how shit get that deep? You know what I'm saying?
Shay
like,
Davis and my gun go.
Nigga.
I'm not going to get
Davis
you started,
my
bad.
Go bland. That's why, yo. What happened to Shay Davis, son?
Nigga,
that was a real nigga, too.
And all that
nigga, what?
No. Oh, my God. Y'all go look him up if y'all haven't heard of him, son. That's
real. And today, niggas look and be like, oh, this nigga's corny. Nigga, back in the day, nigga rapping about kidnapping niggas and meaning that shit.
Nigga.
And meaning that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, son.
Oh, yeah, son. Oh, Smack. We'll never get Smack DVD.
Smack is never
here.
Smack
Nothing
just
like
really,
it.
Smack really grew with the times and took it, man. He took it in the only direction it could go, though.
Which was the
He
battle,
really did.
The battle,
he used
the battle
so,
rap.
Yeah, he used social media, though. Mm-hmm. He used social media and he used the platform to take him. This nigga is running around with millionaires. Yep. Okay, he's running around with millionaires,
and
getting invited.
He started
in the fucking streets of the streets of the streets.
That's fucking what's
You know
up,
what I mean?
Man.
French too.
Yeah.
French too. French started right there. Mm-hmm. French started right there. Yeah. And it is the strong survive, man. Mm-hmm. The strong survive.
He teamed up with Max and the
Yeah, man. It's the strong fucking survive. But
that was all right. So we're going to run through. Do you kind of have a list? I have a list here that I could run through.
I had a couple beefs that I particularly enjoyed. Like, a lot of them are Eminem. Mm-hmm. Like, Eminem Cannabis.
Yep. Which was one-sided.
And
fuck.
A lot of them are one-sided. Like, so
I have one that was close with M, but go ahead.
I know where you're going with this. You got 50 and Ja. I always loved when Ja mentioned Haley. So what's Haley gonna be when she grows up? Nigga. When Ja, and I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm not gonna lie. Ja went hard.
He did.
He went hard. I'm not gonna say he did.
He was fucking with
but
the wrong
he
one.
Lost his fucking mind when he said that shit. Nigga, Eminem.
Oh, he went.
Oh,
I just
my
why did I just
God.
Listen to that song like probably like 2 months ago?
Nigga, that was one of my favorite diss records. The whole Eminem show actually was like a long diss record.
Yeah. Oh,
pretty much.
He went at everybody.
He went at everybody.
Nigga, what was it? JD wasn't even safe on that
album. Forget all. No. He was never safe. Especially if you put Dr. Dre in the back. Nigga, Dr. Dre just had to come in the background and talk shit like, nigga, I made millions and millions and millions with grown men.
Yeah.
You made millions
with
10 toddlers.
And 11 year olds.
Nigga, I ain't have to do it with 10 or 11 year olds.
Oh my God.
Let me tell you something. That was good too. The M. Dre versus JD.
It didn't really go from there.
You know what was a funny beef? It really doesn't belong in this conversation, but since we're all like around the same age, and I just thought it was interesting the fucking Lil Romeo and Lil Bow Wow shit. It doesn't belong in this conversation.
But
it was interesting because they was going off. They was going back and fucking
really
forth,
were.
Bro. It
they
wasn't
really
like.
Were. I remember it, that. I won't lie. I remember like turning in like, we watch 106 at Park and see what these niggas got to say.
That shit was decent, yeah. For them to be two young niggas going at each other, because you really have no other young niggas going at each other like that.
No.
Trying to think. You really did.
But back to that M.
Back to that
I think was close. It was with him with Royce.
I knew he was going to say that. Royce is a problem.
And man, that one hurt me because I remember...
the original Bad Meets Evil?
Yeah. And here's the thing. M and Royce, I guess as they came up together, like they're like almost neck and
they're
neck.
They're neck and neck.
With me. When they rap.
When they rap together.
When they rap together,
it's like Styles and Kiss.
Yeah.
They just go off of each other's energy. And the fact that Royce is so easily, he could so easily keep up if mm-hmm. not be on the same exact
that's what's crazy.
Tier as M, mm-hmm. that shit is like a little scary because it's like, fuck, like, you didn't really think anybody could rap like M. Yeah. And this nigga is like, here he is.
Oh, nigga, with that, I just listened to Bad Meets Evil like last weekend.
There was a time, don't strike me down for saying this, mm-hmm. there was a time, especially on the original Bad Meets Evil, like when they were on that original record and a little bit after that, there was a time I was like, somebody, they got
to
be writing for each other.
Yeah.
One of them has to be writing for the other.
They have like, to be writing together.
Something. Yeah, something. This can't be.
Y'all can't be this good.
Y'all really can't separately. Be like, there's no way. Like, But
even Royce separately, the only thing that M had over Royce is M was able to put together great music.
He was very, and he was very consistent with it too.
Royce, although he puts out good music, because again, I'm a Slaughterhouse fan, and I've been following Royce for a long time too, mm-hmm. but he just doesn't have what M has.
He doesn't have the ability to, like you said, really make a good song.
To make good music.
He could just rap his ass off.
So that beef was interesting because they got D12 in it. It was pretty much M and D12 mm-hmm. versus Royce, and Royce was able to survive it.
Absolutely.
And it's not even like, it was just like, yo, M really went off or D12 really killed this nigga. It's just like, nah, it was close.
Nah, Royce
it was
going
really
in.
Close. So that's
Royce
why,
was, going in.
Was it the Malcolm X joint? I think mm-hmm. it was called. Oh my God. But I was happy when you seen them come back together.
When they smoothed that shit out. Yeah. Cause you know what? It's like, that would be like, honestly, that would really be like if Kiss and Styles was beefing.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, yo. Yeah. We don't want to see them apart. Exactly. We want to see, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that was a pretty dope beef. You brought up a really good one earlier.
The Button and the Ransom.
Button and Ransom.
That was amazing.
That was another one that hurt that me. I was a fan of both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, the A-Team. That was for me, I really enjoy the effort that either party, no matter who it is, puts into the diss record that they mm-hmm. put out.
Yeah.
If you spitting your hardest shit on a diss record that you know is only meant to be a response, mm-hmm. I admire that shit.
Yep.
I admire that shit. And it makes me feel like what was the shit that Ransom put? That he did the Kid Brother joint.
Somebody's gonna die tonight.
Somebody's gonna die. They both did like three joints at each other.
And you know what was dope is it was back to back.
Back to back.
I remember
the next day.
The next day.
The next morning. That like the
exactly.
next day.
Like, I would wake up and I'm like, oh my God, when's this song?
And it's 100 bars.
Yes.
Like, the next
fucking day.
That shit was exciting.
I still remember in the beginning of, I forgot, I think it was Ain't No Love in the City when Budden was off. He goes, you dropped Somebody Die Tonight. Guess what? I checked
nobody
the news
died.
And nobody died.
He said, who knew? Nigga, I respect Budden OD. Yeah. Like, I respect Budden OD, nigga.
That was an amazing beef. And again, I'm happy to see that they're back together
and cool
and all that. But that was a great beef. That one is hard for me to even call it.
I can't call it. I can't call that one.
I can't really call it at all. We spoke, Jada and 50.
Jada and 50 was amazing.
That was dope because then I led into the G-Unit and D-Block
and
going at each other.
Yep.
That was amazing. Staying with that, you bought it. I think you might have even bought it up earlier with Beanie and Kiss.
Yeah, Mac and Kiss.
That was
real as fuck. That was scary. That was a scary beef.
That one was crazy.
That was a scary beef.
I had to make sure that I wrote those lines down. When he says, Oh, make sure the speculation is over. Dig this. I'm about to sun kiss like soda.
Soda. Woo!
I was like, oh my God.
Nigga.
And then Jada says, I don't know why you talking greasy. We all know that Max Jam Easy. Nigga. They were just going back and forth.
Nigga.
It was healthy. I mean, it was scary. Cause like these niggas was
It wasn't really healthy in the streets. Yeah, it was healthy for hip-hop,
Definitely wasn't healthy in the streets.
Niggas almost died. It was definitely healthy for hip-hop, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
And again, those are two niggas that are now cool. They made music together. You know what I mean? But that probably might have been one of the best beefs that like I really remember from back then.
Nah, definitely one of the realest.
You brought up the Cam... And 50.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That Curtis record.
Curtis was amazing. Curtis was amazing. That honestly, when I heard Curtis, I was like,
yeah.
When you listen to Curtis up against, what was the record where 50 was like in fucking Connecticut?
I think it was called The Funeral.
The funeral music.
Yeah.
When you listen to those records, which one? Like, I honestly really do have a problem which one I think is better.
It's hard for me. Because The Funeral joint didn't really have... It did have a hook.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't even remember.
Curtis was a song.
Curtis was a song.
That was a song.
Structured and all that.
And, you know, shout out to 50 for taking it and flipping it and going by Curtis, you know, from then on and everything. And but,
you
know what
I
mean?
I still remember you on records talking about boobity boobity.
Nigga.
Boobity boobity. He goes, that's it. Jimmy's the boss.
Jimmy's the underboss. Joel's the cap. What did he say? He said Joel's. Ah, oh man.
Joel's is the capo.
Joel's the capo. Jimmy the underboss.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I don't know. I can't really call that one.
That's tough.
If you putting it against though, I feel like 51 from a long term perspective.
In the long term, he did
but
win.
If you putting those diss records up,
I actually might go with Curtis.
I might go with that too.
I might have to go with that record.
I go with Curtis too.
Both are still dope records.
Nah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? But I'm gonna probably have to give
Curtis
one to
was
Curtis.
Curtis was hard. Curtis was hard. Nobody really. I'm still on M. M had beef with every fucking body. M done had beef with Limp Bizkit, fucking Sonny Bono. Like he done had beef with so many different people. What's this nigga name? I forget the nigga name.
From like his first album, he was beefing with that nigga Cage, the other white dude.
Yeah, I wasn't. I'm not. I
never even really heard of Cage, but.
What's the dude's name? Shit, bro. I be forgetting.
Nigga had a lot of beefs.
He had a lot of beefs. But I mean, there's some beefs that he had with people. What was it called? Was it called Girls or was it called... JP could probably tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just be forgetting it. But anyway.
Who else? Nigga beef with Nick Cannon.
Oh, yeah. Beef with Nick Cannon. That was more recent, but...
Yeah, let me see. We brought up the
I feel like Mariah won that beef.
Nigga, Mariah. She got Nick Cannon.
Nigga, Mariah went hard at
it. She put out a record.
A video.
And it did
and,
well.
And it did very well. Like,
yeah, I mean... We brought up the 50 and Fat Joe.
Yeah. Like,
kind of. What else did I have here? One that we really don't know a whole lot about because it's just a lot of speculation was the Rockefeller and Terror Squad.
There was, the back in the day
back in,
when
that
Pun
was back
a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're saying, Pun hit Jay over
with a bottle.
But Nori was like, nah. That
nobody really came forth and like, there's some people that came forth and said, yeah, it did happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course there's other people that came forth and said, nah, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Nothing ever really went on wax about it.
That one pretty much stayed in the streets though.
Yeah.
I heard that shit got kind of crazy.
I heard shit did get real crazy. But I'm surprised nothing really went on wax. Maybe over my head.
Even to this day, like Fat Joe and Jay don't even really fuck with each other.
Not on that level. No.
They don't fuck with each other at all, really. Yeah. So like, but again, we don't really know a whole lot.
We don't know what happened.
We just know.
We can only go off of what's said. Like, oh, it did happen. Oh, it didn't happen. You know.
Let me see. One that I thought I was going to enjoy, but like not much came from it was Ja and DMX.
Yeah, but DMX
rightfully had that one though.
Yeah, I remember like he put a record together, and I remember they released a snippet. Mm-hmm. It was only like a minute, mm-hmm. and it was.
It never really went.
Yeah,
anywhere.
It ain't going. You about a $1.05, $1.06, mm-hmm. something, nigga. You ain't gonna duck this. Like I forgot what he said, but mm-hmm. I was just like, "Ooh, he's about to go in," and the song stopped. I was just like, "All right, yo, we gotta wait for the rest of this."
X is definitely
just never.
X is definitely just one of my favorite artists. Period.
Oh, nigga, when it came to that street shit.
Period. Man. Yeah, he's just one of my favorite artists, period.
Nigga, he might have been probably one of my favorite performances, son. Like, I remember I went to Summer Jam and he headlined the shit. Mm-hmm. And this was when Dark as Hell is Hot. Mm-hmm. Nigga, he did the intro. Mm-hmm. Son, this.
I never been to a Summer Jam.
I'll explain that another
time.
I'm
so upset.
That and that's the last one I went to. So that lets you know that was like 97,
quite a long
98.
Time ago. Yeah. Quite a long time
ago. I actually
ago.
Kind of won slash work for those. But
whatever. Oh.
Yeah.
Any other beefs? I'm trying to think of some good ones. Like,
I could let us know too.
Yeah,
I don't,
man.
I don't mean to cut you off. You can keep thinking.
Yeah,
but.
I'm not. I don't. Yeah, I can't think of any good ones. I mean, we spoke about a lot. Mm. But yeah, man. What are some of y'all favorite hip hop beefs, man? Let us know. Okay. I don't consider the Drake and Meek beef one of my favorite hip hop beefs. I will say
it's just the most current one.
Yeah, I will say that Back to Back was a fucking a hit over the head. Mm-hmm. But it's also not like diss records used to be. Right. Used to be real personal. You mm-hmm. know, this record, you know, Back to Back was more, you knew who he was talking about, but it was direct without being direct.
Exactly. And it's not going to compare.
Music
to the
used
shit
to
that
be
we,
so direct.
Yeah.
Music used to be fuck Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. It used to be fuck Nas.
It would say your name
yeah,
in
and,
the fucking
and
record.
And legit talk about you. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't like speculation or. Maybe I'm talking about you. Maybe I'm not. I'm clever. No, it was.
I'm gonna say
see
your
me
name.
In the street. Yeah.
See me when you see exactly. me. And like that was it.
So I don't know, man. Let us know some of y'all favorite hip hop beefs. Email us or tweet us at TOSpodcast_SO. Let us know, please. In closing, please don't forget to leave a review if y'all still
yeah,
listening.
Please don't.
If y'all still listening, comment, like, and share the episode. Let your friends know about us. If you're listening to this at work. Let your coworker know about us. If you laughing and your boss is looking at you like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Mm. Let your boss know about us.
Yeah, word.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we appreciate all the support and, you know, just keep it coming. Leave a review on iTunes. If y'all don't know how to leave a review on iTunes, hit me up. Let me know.
Yeah, definitely.
DM me or just hit us on Twitter because we'll definitely let y'all know. You know what I mean? If y'all follow us on Snapchat, every Friday we on Snapchat letting y'all know the episode is out, mm-hmm. letting y'all know how to leave a review. Where to listen.
Where to find
you know what
it.
I'm saying? So,
and if you got an Android, we're on pretty much all of the Android podcast applications they have. We're on Stitcher.
Podcast Addict, Podcatcher, yeah,
like
fucking whatever.
Sound, y'all could find us on everything.
I recommend if you're listening on a Android, I recommend you just use SoundCloud. It's mm-hmm. pretty much universal.
Yeah.
And it's easy enough to find, you know what I'm saying? If you subscribe to us on SoundCloud, every time we drop an episode, you'll get an email and you'll get like a little notification. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
just hit the like button. You know what I mean? You can also leave comments on there too. Share it with people. You know what I mean? We appreciate it all.
Shout out to y'all, man. But I am J Omega SO on every social media network.
And y'all already know it's Sire SO on all social media networks.
This is the Officially Street Podcast.
And we out, y'all.
Out.
These niggas ain't J.O. to me. Uh-huh. They not Benny, not Drew, you not S.O. to me. These niggas ain't trapping, I see. Uh-huh. Spent most of their career trying to rap just like me. Besides Tech and Shock on my team, I don't fuck with these niggas. Uh-huh. So fast tracks, so fast bars, you can't fuck with me, nigga. Okay. Indirect or direct me, got niggas that can move your tape. I'm just trying to be honest, I'm looking like the future. Uh-huh. If you ain't talking about money, please go disperse. Please. Sad these niggas don't even know what day it works. Uh-huh. It's like straight drop from making that cane work. You and your man can get your name dropped like a gang verse. No disrespect, I'm feeling like a street advocate. Every verse is like a documentary, so accurate. JFK to LAX playing the Red Album. Jesus.
feast hanging, need the savior, you found him. Take the shit over, took a while, but that's the plan. Trying to rule the world, sorry, I'm just one man. There's heaven and there's hell, nigga. One day you in a V12, next you in a cell, nigga. Then they repoed that vehicle. It was all good just a week ago. Y'all know what I've done to survive. Go Leatherface on niggas, you won't make it out alive. Huh? Ying, ying, ying on the motherfucker. Ha. Ying, ying, ying on the motherfucker. Now I don't need no mask, I wanna see my face, nigga. You know? Ying, ying, ying on the motherfucker. And all these old rapping niggas trying to advance the street officials, bitch, take it like a motherfucking man.
Listen, a couple people been telling me I've been acting different. I switched it up, the money changed me, and I whack for switching. And no, I don't disagree with them, there's a fact that's missing. Cause everybody in my inner circle got to witness. But the haters are the only ones reacting different. Cause they never got to witness the change, and that's the difference. But now it's back to business. I came back from shitting writtens. That's my acquisition of this rapping business. I bet you wish you were in that position. You better go fill out an application, nigga. You see what happens when you lack precision. You couldn't make it on your own, so now it's back to hating, back to waiting, patient for me to react on the track like I'm back to racing. The collapse and asphyxiation made me from spitting greatness. We moving in different paces. You and I ain't in the same lane. I don't even think we on the same road. I go so far as to say you wouldn't be part of the play if we had auditioned for the same role. Look at how I change clothes, shitting on you lame mo's. Practice video, you seen me hopping out that Range Rover, throwing up that SO. Let's go. You know how my refs roll. But niggas still got the nerve to poke out their chest though. They say it takes 10,000 hours to be really great at something. Y'all ain't got more hours than me. You niggas got too many hours to go. I hit my 10,000th hour like 60,000 hours ago. You bitch nigga. Nah, I don't even wanna fuck your bitch. You bitch nigga. This ain't even no real fucking diss. You bitch niggas. Shit, I'm just out here trying to get these chips, you dick niggas. BX in the building, you feel me? SO, stand up. PA, what up? I'ma hit it with it one more time, Si. You know what I'm saying?